He's the host of The Drive Show right here on 702, John Pullman. John, how do you keep warm in these cold winter mornings in Johannesburg? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. That's a very good question, actually. I put on a woolen hat. Well, I've got one on at the moment. But I must admit, Africa, every year, you know, we have some extreme cold, and I think this is the worst it's been for many years. And every time we say to ourselves, why don't we prepare better for winter? And then suddenly it gets warm again. You think, next year. So when you, in answer to your question, three short words, not very well.
Not very well indeed. Well, the well thing we are doing, of course, in partnership with Uber Eats and Daily Maverick, is saying thank you to our healthcare workers in a way that shows gratitude to the healthcare workers, but hopefully will save some of the restaurants from imminent closure because of the restrictions under level 4 that they've endured.
Yeah, thanks, Africa. It's nice to be able to chat to you about this. We've just launched our campaign, which is titled Thank a Healthcare Worker, Support Your Restaurant. And what we're trying to do at 702 is do something, I think, fairly simple. Basically, we're asking people to recognize the fact that for many, many months now, our healthcare workers have been working way beyond the call of duty until the vaccination program. They were putting literally their lives and health at risk and working unbelievably long hours that are not just taking a physical toll, but an emotional one as well, because they've had to deal with circumstances where they can't save every life. And I think that's a massive thing. So the way the campaign works is we've created a Backer Buddy page. You can access it on 702.co.za. You go to the Features tab, click on that, and you'll find the way to access the campaign. Every rand that you contribute will be put towards providing a healthcare worker with an Uber Eats voucher worth 300 rand. And the reason we're looking for vouchers is because it then allows that healthcare worker to use the opportunity in any way they choose. They may want to have a meal at work. They may want to have a meal with loved ones or a partner at home. They may actually want to use it to send food to a family member who they haven't been able to see because of the nature of their work. And what we're hoping to do at the same time is just provide an injection of cash into the restaurant industry as well. You and others have catalogued on our many shows just the dire straits that they've been in with various levels of lockdown and a very fragile economy. So if we can, kill two birds with one stone and hopefully create more work for Uber Eats drivers as well.
No, indeed. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful initiative, John. Just because the vouchers that will be generated for Uber Eats will be 300 Rand doesn't mean that you have to give 300 Rand. If you can give 10,000 Rand, do. But if all you can give is 50 Rand, please do as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's wonderful about the contributions on the Backer Buddy system, Africa, is that people also leave messages. And just to share two or three with you, Mandisa says, it takes one act of kindness to spark kindness in others. Prakash says, and I'm sure echoes many, many people's views, thank you all for your bravery. And there's one I just want to share as well, which I thought was quite poignant. In honor of our wonderful healthcare workers and in solidarity with our bleeding hospitality. And then there's another one, I'm just trying to find it, where the person actually makes it. Oh, here we go. Thank you for your hard work, dedication, and sacrifice. We see you and appreciate you, and it's signed Grateful Daughter, which I think says that this is not just a campaign about other people and other lives, but it's striking a chord with many of our listeners who've had direct experience of what the dedication of our healthcare workers has actually meant. So we're in early days. We still have much more money to raise, and if anyone or perhaps any corporate entity or small business wants to weigh in, we'd love to have your support, and we promise to put the money to good use.
We'll certainly do. John, thank you very much. It's a wonderful, wonderful initiative. John Pullman, host of The Drive Show, right here on 702. You can go to 702.co.za to go get the link to the backabuddy.co.za, where obviously we're asking you to donate as generously as you can. And what 702, Uber Eats and Daily Maverick would do will then generate vouchers to the value of 300 Rand, which will then be given to healthcare workers just to say thank you to them. And they can do with the 300 Rand voucher as as they wish, enjoy a meal or take treats to their children, or perhaps have a wonderful dinner at home with families. Backabuddy.co.za. You can search for healthcare workers support.